Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think we're going to hear from the umpires here. Now Alex Cora's been thrown out. He said one thing too many for Alan Porter. He's been frustrated all night long. He's pointing out to the second base bag. He's been all over these umpires all evening long. And I think he's got something going on with Alan Porter. He just said, especially with me. In other words, there's some history here where he is upset and not getting calls to go their way.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Will Fleming's call of Alex Cora's ejection last night in Anaheim. The second straight night he'd been ejected. A guy who has said on the record, I hate being ejected. I'm supposed to be in the dugout managing. Two nights in a row, the frustration, the situation, the umpiring, the calls, it all got to him, and you're out of here.
Even Ramon Martinez couldn't save them. That's how bad things have been.
Ramon Vasquez.
Ramon Martinez couldn't
be the brother of Pedro
Martinez. He couldn't. Well, he was no help, was he?
Nope.
Ramon Vasquez as well.
Still skinny and with the Dodgers somewhere.
No help whatsoever.
Yeah, it was a bad game last night, and I don't know. I do think Will Fleming accurately points out that there's a history. Alan Porter has thrown out Alex Cora previously this season.
For the same kind of call, for an infielder blocking the base at second base last year.
And for being wrong, and he seems like one of these over-officious umpires, dinks, that think they are the show, that it's personal.
Do they still not understand nobody pays to see them?
Yeah, and this guy doesn't. Because this guy, I thought he was really, really close to maybe crossing the line to unprofessional. He kind of went after Alex Cora. There was more fire energy on his end, I thought, than Alex Cora's end. And I don't know how much that played in the ejection, what exactly Cora said to spark him. But those two got a problem with each other. If I were Major League Baseball, they probably shouldn't be on the same baseball field anymore.
Nah.
You should probably check future crews that are doing Red Sox games, because that's not helping anybody. And that's not why the Red Sox lost. They didn't lose because they didn't get the obstruction call with Toro making a terrible decision to go to second base after Duran made a terrible decision to try to go to third base and was caught in a rundown and thrown out. The whole thing. It was the right call. Alex Cora was right. I firmly believe it was obstruction. You go watch the video, and when he's sliding into second and the third baseman is kneeling there in front of the base, he's like, he comes in and then he's like, he pulls up because he's like, where do my hands go? He was like an uncomfortable 12-year-old boy on his first date. Like, I don't really know where my hands go in this situation. So it was obstruction, but they have more issues than that. Like, the bigger issue is, what the hell was Jaron Duran doing trying to go to third on a ground ball hit right at him?
Multiple nights in a row, there's been an Alex Cora ejection, a Jaron Duran, what the hell are you doing?
The Jaron Duran, what the hell are you doing, comes after the, ooh, nice Jaron Duran. Because Jaron Duran was on second because he hit a rocket at the first baseman, deflects off his glove. It's 30 feet behind first base, and Jaron Duran does what he do, and he sprints right past first
with
base into second.
With that wild speed of his, it's that hyper-athleticism that we continue to put faith in turning his season around.
He's becoming Otis Smith. He giveth and taketh. He maketh plays for both teams.
He's a little better than Otis.
I'm not so sure about that. He's making a lot of plays lately for both teams. Defensively and on the base paths, he is a help to the Red Sox at times, and then he's a hindrance to the Red Sox.
When you say Otis Smith, you mean Otis Nixon?
No, I mean Otis Smith, who had a lot of interceptions and gave up a lot of touchdowns.
Oh, you're crossing sports. Okay, that guy. Yeah, Otis, my man.
When I say Otis Smith, I mean Otis Smith.
Okay.
Not like Ramon Martinez.
Well, was he any help last night?
He was not.
Okay.
Well, I don't even know where he is. Well, dead or alive, we could play that game for all of
it's probably not going to do well.
I think he's alive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But the Red Sox momentum, and we've talked about this, Stiz, we've been on this. This last night had nothing to do with Rafi Devers, in my opinion. Like, these are the Red Sox I've seen all year. They play poor defense. They have a bad first inning from their pitcher, and they can't run the bases. What does Rafi Devers have to do to that? They scored enough runs last night. They played the game where they come back, they tie it, like they're back in it, and then they can't quite close. Oh, Whitlock. Did Whitlock stink because Devers was traded to the Giants?
Yep. He said so in the postgame, I think.
I think that's how that works.
Oh, no.
So we're going to tie wins and losses and record moving forward and results and momentum and sellers, buyers falling apart to Rafi Devers?
Well, obviously Devers wasn't our only problem.
No.
Everyone knew that. I mean, we struggled to be above 500 this whole season.
Today it feels like the right day to say this. While watching the game last night, you know, I sort of jested yesterday. Yeah, they've said they don't have a top of the order or a middle of the order, Andy, or a bottom of the order. It's just a lineup these days, right? So while watching the game last night, I thought, you know what? This doesn't really feel like a major league lineup.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
It isn't.
It's not.
It's not. It's a 4A lineup. You're excited about some of the prospects,
it's
the future.
Not a major league lineup.
The thing that made me think, and Stiz, you just kind of alluded to this. So if I asked you, like, your life is on the line or your mortgage is on the line, your house is on the line, and I said, you just need
to. Yes, he would strip.
No. You just need to pick one thing that you're sure the Red Sox will do well tonight. One thing. It can be base running, it can be fielding, it can be hitting, runs, starting pitching, bullpen. If you could pick one thing that you would be surefire confident the Red Sox will do well tonight, Dan Ball, what would it be?
It would, of course, be matching up lefties and righties in the lineup properly.
You sure about that?
Yes, because they always have righties when a lefty's on the mound. You can't take that away from them. And if it gets to the ninth and you're in the lead, they usually get the save from Aroldis Chapman. This is a lot more difficult than I thought it was when I started opening my mouth.
And that's why I said bullpen, because if you just say Chapman, I think he's the answer. I think he with Bregman
hurt.
The only
automatic on this team
right now. Bregman's hurt and Devers isn't on the team anymore. I think the answer is Aroldis Chapman. And every fifth day, Garrett Crochet giving you a chance to win.
Right.
But if I just
say. They catch well when Carlos Narvaez plays, not Connor Wong.
For the most. Connor Wong, big day. Do we have music? Do we have celebratory music?
Oh, he got his first RBI.
He got an RBI, and he's been waiting a long time. And he got a pretty nice celebration when he got to the dugout.
They were excited for him.
They should be.
Yeah.
He was their starting catcher, and it's June 24th, and he doesn't have an RBI.
The Wonger.
But it's just, it's unbelievable this late in the season for a team. Fitzy, you thought it was going to be good, right?
I think a lot of us did.
I thought it was going to be good. Dan Ball, you thought it was going to be good?
100%.
This late in the season, we don't have anything to say they're good at. Anything.
Oh, I can say the one thing they're good at.
What?
Not living up to expectations.
Failing short. Yeah, falling short.
Actually, you know what else they're not good at? What else they are good at? Not playing good defense.
Yeah, that's pretty consistent. That is...
You know what? Actually, they are currently tied for the worst fielding percentage in baseball with... Okay.
Colorado Rockies.
Correct.
Somehow they're league leaders and circling the drain.
Yep. And I just, I'm all, it is kind of stunning. And I don't, is it a you problem or an us problem?
It's usually a me problem on this show, but can you be more specific?
I mean,
it's a me bound.
Did we F up with our analysis or did they F up season long with what they are? Like, did we just get caught up in some hype because, oh my God, they signed Bregman and they got Crochet?
No, on paper, they should be a better team, right? On paper.
He lost confidence midway through the sentence.
Right?
They should be a better team, right?
Right?
Anybody? We're going streaking? Why is nobody behind me?
No, but sometimes I just like to look at Dan for some assurance.
Andy, we often play the two things can be true at the same time game here on WEEI Afternoons.
Yes.
And I think this is a classic case of they definitely should have been better, and no shame on us for expecting this team to play at a higher level. And at the same time, what the hell were we thinking? Because this doesn't really look like a major league lineup. Now, that said, Casas should have been in the lineup, let alone hitting the ball. He fell over his own self at first base, tore his knee, and he won't be playing next year.
But he wasn't good when he left.
No, he was not.
People wanted him to leave, just not.
Rafael Devers took his ball and went to San Francisco because he was upset about not getting to play third or being asked to play first.
Being asked to do anything at all.
Live up to his contract,
et cetera.
Duran is playing at half the rate that he did last year, said, I'm Rafael, it's fine. Willie Abreu was hot in April, now he's not. The team is wildly underwhelming.
And you know what happens to teams that are wildly underwhelming? National baseball analysts put together lists of potential trade commodities candidates at the trade deadline.
Just don't trade Campbell.
And good players. Don't have that opinion, Jeff Passan or anybody else. They will come for you with social media pitchforks. But yes, Jeff Passan and somebody else, Dan Ball.
Kylie McDaniel.
Oh, Kylie. Old friend Kylie McDaniel.
Old Kylie.
They put together their list of targets for Major League Baseball, the trade deadline. Number one on the list, Dan Ball.
Number one on the list with a chance of trade percentage at 10%, Red Sox third baseman Alex Bregman.
Alex Bregman.
You want to talk about riots in the streets near Fenway Park?
Are you out of your mind?
If you trade Rafael Devers, then trade Alex Bregman, and now you have no third baseman, then that would be a major issue.
Okay,
the guy that you signed to replace him.
A factor here is you people all told me that he was a one-year deal.
Did we?
Because he has outs after each of the first 2 years of his $40 million a year contract. So you people told me he was going to ask out anyway. So that adds a layer of why you would trade him, right? If you believe he's going to opt out at the end of the year and you're not going to the playoffs, it's called good business to trade him.
Yeah, no question.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So number two on the list, it'd be some cool Mason Miller, some guy on another team. Who would number two on Jeff Passan's list of likely trade deadline targets in Major League Baseball be?
With a chance of trade percentage at 25%, Red Sox outfielder, DH, leadoff hitter, Jaron Duran.
25%. Wow.
Base running maven and expert, Jaron Duran. He always knows when to go and when not to go and when to slide and stop on the base and not zip on right by. A 1-in-4 chance.
I think it's going to get higher. I mean, I'd love to ask Bradfo about this, but I've heard the likes of McAdam and Cotillo and others around town and on the beat speculating they believe a Duran trade could very well happen.
Well, this started 30 days ago, month and a half ago. San Diego's been linked to him all May and June, basically.
Oh, fake news.
It seems real when it comes coming up.
I mean, it started a year and a half ago, for being honest. It started at the beginning of 2024 when they were starting to poke around. But then Jackson Merrill had the breakout season he did.
Yep.
I think I said this to you off air yesterday, but with how much Duran seems to be tapped into, you know, what's being said and the influence that the fans have and stuff like that, if these are the rumors out there right now, you got to do this now. You got to pull the Band-Aid off because the last thing that he needs is to be sitting in the middle of trade rumors trying to focus and play.
Oh, yeah.
Truth.
And I'm not going to go down the mental health road. That's a separate personal thing.
Yeah, no question.
But known to struggle.
Absolutely. But I'm just going to stick to baseball like people told me to stick to football on social media last night when I said trade Christian Campbell.
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm. If you just stick to baseball, he looks like he has focus problems in the field this year, correct?
Yes, and the numbers back that up. Yeah.
Looks like he has focus problems on the base paths this year, correct?
Would appear so, yes.
Okay, so if you only add layers of distractions, of trade rumors and stuff, it's not going to go well. But you just said if they trade Bregman, riots in the streets. Riots in the streets if you trade Jaron Duran?
If you did it last year, yes.
No, I mean now.
If you did it now, I don't get the sense that people, depending on the return, would be all that banged up about it.
But don't you feel like this could also be a case of the team is so underwhelming that now you've got guys pressing to be more, do more,
absolutely,
make up more. And Jaron Duran seems like a people pleaser.
Example
or like the kind of guy. Maybe we should, you know, in an hour and 15 minutes, ask Alex Cora that during his weekly interview with us.
On my list.
Hey, do you believe Jaron Duran is trying too hard?
Too much.
Too much.
Like, take a step back. But I also, I think he might be the team's most popular player right now. I think people really like Jaron Duran. Now, Crochet is probably elevating there. Chapman, for whatever he is, performance-wise, might be elevating. And the young guys have a chance.
He's an asset right now.
But I think Jaron Duran is your most popular Red Sox player. And I think he's more popular than Rafi Devers was. So I think you'd be trading your best player and then trading your most popular player. So you don't think that might be riots in the streets for a team that was supposed to be competing for a World Series this year?
I just feel like the tide's changing on him. And listen,
why? Because Carrabas doesn't like him?
No, this is.
I love how everybody gets their opinions from other people.
Well, if Carrabas doesn't like him, then I can't like him anymore. Have your own damn opinions, people. Don't be sheep. Be lions.
Sorry, go ahead, Danball.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. This is actually
a lot.
Reading and interacting with other people outside of the people who know more about the Red Sox than anybody else in the town, and I will give him credit for that. But
Wait, who's that?
Jared Carrabas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but outside of hearing what they discussed on their podcast, this is just reading and listening and interacting with people. People are having their opinions, and the Red Sox are too. They've moved him out of the leadoff spot against left-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
They DH'd him for the first time in who knows when.
Yep.
They're starting to kind of paint the picture of, hey, what does life without Jaron Duran, leadoff hitter and left fielder, look like now?
If they trade Campbell, Duran, and Bregman. Literally, all the guys on the WooSox are like, hey, are we all going to Boston?
I'm going to be worried about you with what you're saying.
You know who would love a cost-controlled outfielder right now? The Sacramento A's.
You know what they have?
Who?
A closer. Also, where's Aroldis Chapman on this list?
He is number 18 on this list. Chance of trade, 35%.
Because I think if I'm another team and I look at Aroldis Chapman and I think I'm a playoff team, a World Series contender, Aroldis Chapman has been awesome. And he was supposed to be the setup man here. He's been a really good closer here this year. He's throwing 100 and whatever you want to believe the gun to say, 103. I think Chapman, whatever your feelings about Chapman were pre here and human being, and that's a side topic. But if you watch what he did this year, and I'm like a pro scouting director from another team, yeah, I'd take Aroldis Chapman. He's the perfect guy.
In a heartbeat.
He's the perfect guy.
What bullpen couldn't use a 103-mile-per-hour juiced-up gun throwing veteran left-hander?
Still 99 on a real gun or whatever.
Okay, all right, whatever it is. Like, the dude's balling out this year.
What else we got on there? Any other targets? Is Abreu on the list, Dan Ball?
No, the only other Red Sox
Campbell,
that I
obviously
can see and I'll double-check to make sure I'm not missing it. Number 28, our boy Walker Buehler.
What are you going to get back for him? I don't even want to make the whole, some big league chew and a fungo.
A bag of balls, and then you find out, wait, these aren't Major League Baseballs. These are T-balls. They bounce.
They're shooting at the cans.
Yeah, you just got to wait out the Red Sox at this point if you want Buehler, if anybody does.
Isn't that how they got, what's his name, last year, Paxton? Like, the Dodgers were going to DFA him, whatever, and then the Red Sox traded...
Yeah,
they got him back, and he was great.
No, he wasn't.
The other teams.
And I would think that maybe Walker Buehler could follow a same path if he goes elsewhere, because I'm with Dan Ball in his three-point stance, that he might just be toast. But you could maybe get a little something-something cash.
What a fall from grace.
John Henry, cash.
Watch him. You know what?
You know that soccer team could use a little cash.
Watch him go back to L.A. and be lights out.
I don't think that's going to happen. Dan Ball, chances of that happening. Make up your own percentages here. Walker Buehler goes back
to the
Dodgers.
Does Breslobot know what the chances are of Walker Buehler being DFA'd, sent to Los Angeles, and rekindling his career with the Dodgers?
That percentage also, I think going back to Los Angeles, just that one detail is strong. I'd probably put that over 50%.
Anything is possible.
Rekindling his career, I don't know. I don't know about rekindling his career. I'd put that at 15, maybe. Yeah. But, I mean, doing the same thing Craig Kimbrell just did with Atlanta. Go back to the team where you started, work out in AAA, maybe you get a chance, and he's a playoff competitor, so maybe there is something.
And maybe
there.
You get rid of the pressure or whatever mental rut you're in, angst, and maybe you can just recapture your form and a little confidence. Speaking of percentages, Dan Ball loves to put stats in the rundown. The Red Sox have a 25.2% chance to make the playoffs right now.
Nerd.
Seems high. Wow, nerd on nerd crime. Brez calling out Dan Ball. That's per Fangraphs. They had a 43.9% chance on this day a year ago.
Wow. I wonder even what it was like a week ago when they were riding the four series win streak.
Oh, it was much better. It was much better.
It's not good.
Let's squeeze in a phone call, 617-779-7937. Eric in Chicopee wants to join the Jaron Duran discussion. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'll be furious if they trade Jaron Duran. And I'm not going to act like I have the pulse of Red Sox Nation at my fingertips or anything.
Neither will we.
But
I will.
I think I would speak for a lot of people. And quite frankly, the only place I've been hearing this is for, and I don't know exactly who, because I'm not like making a ledger, but it's from voices coming off of this radio station, and I don't know where it's coming from. It does not benefit anyone to trade one of your most dynamic players in his prime. I mean, I don't get it at all, and I really don't like hearing about it.
All right, thanks for the call, Eric. I mean, I can't explain.
We didn't make it up, Eric.
We didn't make it up, first of all. Jeff Passan tied in. He's got him number two on the target list for Major League Baseball.
Started 5 weeks ago with rumors.
100%. San Diego. It's been out there.
He was number one on the Athletics list as well. That came out a day or two ago.
Also, I would just say simply, they have a glut of outfielders, and they're younger than him. They have longer cost control than him because either experience, whatever, time, or Rafaela has already signed a contract. So, and I think you can argue that maybe the best of Jaron Duran is behind you. And, you know, part of the future, if you're planning for the Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer Red Sox, that's Rafaela and Abreu and the other guys mixed
in. But if you deal away Duran and you know he's probably going to cost some money and you're not going to pay it, where does that money go?
Kyle Tucker.
He's also an outfielder.
Yeah, I know. It all goes to Kyle Tucker. The answer is always, there's two of them. If the answer is in some way related, you ever see those online memes that the answer for some rednecks is always either duct tape or WD-40?
Yeah.
For the Red Sox, the answer is either Mason Miller, if it's pitching related.
That's not happening.
Or Kyle Tucker, if it's hitter related. Those are the two answers. Yeah. Stiz.
Did that caller just say it would be insane if the Red Sox traded one of their star players?
Hi, my name is Rafi Devers.
Wait, now Devers is a computer bot? Or is that a translator bot?
No, that's Breslow bot trolling Rafi Devers.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they would never trade a star player and let a star player go.
I agree with that caller. I do think that, I think Durant's more people pressing than we were just saying would be upset if Duran got traded. Especially after the Netflix doc and that whole mental health thing, and everyone was rallying behind him. I think people would be
go fix your feelings somewhere else.
And on the heels of the Rafi Devers trade.
That would be a perception of it.
Yeah, and there is an interesting layer to that, Stiz, because it would get lumped in. And I lump it in. And I think you should fairly lump it in, honestly, because if you trade your two-hitter and then you trade your one-hitter and it's like, whoa, this lineup. And the three-hitter is either going to be traded or is still hurt. All of a sudden, the four-hitter is already hurt. Jesus, we're getting to the five-hitter before you're like an actual penciled-in regular part of this team this year.
Not great. Yeah. By the way, two-thirds of the people in your show poll are saying yes, they would consider trading Jaron Duran.
That's why he's the best in the business. Mm. I totally forgot I even did that as a poll today, and I knew it was interesting when I was driving in. 65% would indeed trade Jaron Duran. So, Stiz, that kind of pushes back against our popularity theory. Now, you know, some people, as they are wont to do on Twitter, will
I'd consider anything. That's terrible wording.
That's part of it. And then I think you got to think about the audience on Twitter. I think those people responding to that poll are very like sports centric people, right?
Which
what percentage of the Red Sox fan base would you see are diehard X's and O's? You know what I mean?
What do you want me to ask my mother if she would trade Jaron
Duran? No,
sure, call her up.
I think the average Red Sox fan.
The average Red Sox fan, you don't think is represented in those numbers?
I'm not saying that
35?
Exactly, but I just think that Twitter poll is a little bit skewed.
Okay, but 65% of the respondents of my Twitter feed, which generally leans a little bit Patriots because of my history covering the Patriots.
You worked for the Pats?
I did. Long time.
Hey, did you ever go to a Super Bowl?
Nope, and they haven't won a playoff game since I left the organization. Interestingly enough. Geez.
Now, there's a stat.
Interestingly enough, even with Tom Brady, they lost the playoff game they went to without me on the payroll. So, coincidence? Maybe. Maybe not. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to pay off what is a long tease. It's like a 17-day tease or something. More likely, we play...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I had a game of more likely before I went on vacation, what I was going to miss, what I was not going to pay attention to, what I would wear, not wear, do, am I buying property in the Caribbean, all of those things. More likely, the payoff next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.